Hello, it's Josh here in Ballroom D, which is the big keynote room, the humongous keynote room, when Google's Marissa Mayer has just walked off. And instead of you two coming on now, we've got Claire Shirky in 10 minutes, and I'm sat with Dr. Sue Black, who is unofficial campaign advocate or unofficial campaign director or something for Much Loved Bletchley Park, which is now safe from extinction, which would have been terrifically sad. And it can now focus on building for the future and getting more money in and sort of building up its big its resource. Sue, how did that feel?
Amazing, really, because I started the campaign 3 years ago after hearing from Simon Greenidge, the director, that Bletchley Park might have to close because they didn't have funds coming in to keep it open. And they rely on visitors to the park bringing in most of the money. And he was saying that if something like a swine flu epidemic happened, there wouldn't be enough visitors, so they wouldn't get the income, and then they'd have to close. So it was really great for me to hear a couple of weeks ago when I went up to Bletchley to see the Turing Papers, to hear Simon say that Bletchley Park's not in that position anymore, so Bletchley Park is saved.
And it's been a remarkable couple of months for Bletchley with the Turing Papers going up for auction. What was that? I mean, what was the 24 hours at Christie's like when they went up for auction, and how's it been ever since when they could finally be announced, I think two, 3 weeks ago, that they were finally returning home, as it were?
It was just amazing. It was like being on drugs, basically, for me. Not that I've ever done that, of course, but it was just absolutely crazy. It was so exciting with Gareth Hartlepool setting up the campaign and Just Giving page and getting all that money in from the public, and then me bringing in $100,000, not $100 million, from Google, and then Simon Greenidge then taking it on and bringing in money from the National Heritage Memorial Fund and an anonymous donor. So it was very exciting at the auction, and I've kind of been on tenterhooks ever since, and it was great a couple of weeks ago when it was all over and I went up to Bletchley Park and saw the papers. It was so cool.
So can you relax now? Is this job done, or is it more of the same, or are you stepping up? What happens now?
Well, I'd like to think that I can relax, because it's been a long campaign, but although Bletchley Park's safe, so it won't have to shut. We know that now. There's enough support, there's enough money coming in to make sure they don't have to close. We still need to build Bletchley Park for the future as a 21st century museum, and that needs money. So I'm still going to be asking people for money. And
how can we give some money?
If you can go to the Bletchley Park www.bletchleypark.org.uk site and give money there, or get in touch with me. I'm at Dr. Black on Twitter, or at Bletchley Park on Twitter, and we'll help you out. But so Google are now supporting me to approach corporate sponsors, so I'm going to be spending some time doing that over the next few months, and hopefully bringing in some serious amounts of money.
Superb. Brilliant meeting you soon.